I'm gonna rape, pillage, and plunder!
On the Creative Control Network. The CC Network.
Forget about it.
How about Cav Manning?
Who's Cav?
Forget about it.
Cav Manning, gentlemen, let's talk cock.
The CC Network.
I am the best on this microphone. Nobody can touch me.
This is somebody that needs his ass kicked. Bad. Real bad.
The CC Network.
Forget about it.
Fausty Walnuts in San Jose, California.
Hey, I've heard, by the way, those are some of the finest walnuts in San Jose.
Enough about that. Let's move on to Cav Manning.
You are a piece of fucking shit.
Foster's Walnuts.
What do you think about that, D.I.?
Forget about it.
What do you think about that?
Yes, sir, Mr. Walnuts.
Cav Manning
does, says whatever he wants.
On the Creative Control Network.
Cav Manning says long time no cock.
Forget about it.
Cav Manning and Frosty Walnuts, you guys really suck. And you swallow. Thank you.
The CC Network.
Forget about it.
Cav and Frosty, hello. Salutations. My name's Dalton Castle. The Wrestling Linguist Show is the best wrestling podcast.
In all the five boroughs, I'm known. Forget about it. I'm known all over the fucking world.
The CC Network.
Anybody ask. Anybody about
Cav Manning
from Mulberry Street. I'm known. Forget about it.
Take a good look. I'm the brightest star that's ever stepped foot on the face of God's green earth.
The CC Network.
Forget about it.
It is the Wrestlingus Show back once again, and this is your Dynamite review, because it is Dynamite after all. I'm Cav Manning. I'm along with Fausty Walnuts.
What do you hear? What do you say?
And you can get all of our nonsense. Just look up at Lingus Mafia on X and on TikTok. We've been doing the 32 days of Lingus this week, but we did it in 2016, so we have released the first 5 of them on the Creative Control Network for everybody to hear. If you wanted to hear all 32 of those, just go over to our Patreon.com/Lingus Mafia. And we also have SummerSlam, we have Royal Rumble, we have Saturday Night Main Event. All of those are on there as well. So, without further delay, Faust, let's get into a little Dynamite.
Mm.
So, before this show, Faust, before this show ever happened, we had CM Punk go on a show.
Mm-hmm. The MMA Hour with Ariel Helwani.
Which, I don't know why it's called Hour, because...
oh, boy.
That show, it was just
MMA
him,
Hours.
Just with
maybe
him.
There was a maybe it was an hour of MMA talk.
And all the rest was the good stuff. So Punk was there for 2 hours, basically said the truth, which I love people going, fuck him, he's a liar. How do you, just regular people. I go, okay, so I'm the one who take people for their fucking word. So God forbid. Basically saying Tony is not a fucking boss. He fucking wants. And we fucking, the funny thing is, being a spectator, we fucking know it. Mm-hmm. That's what's even more fucking foul, that we could see it as an audience. Right. That he's a fucking mush, that people walk on him.
Yeah, and the inmates run the asylum.
100%, where he needs to fucking stand up and tell them, no, fuck you, this is the fucking way it is, the end. And, like, with this collision happening where Punk wants to quit. No, we'll just separate you from the people. Like, how about we make money with them instead? No, that's not a fucking thought.
Yeah.
All that shit, right? So, apparently, this really got to AEW.
Mm.
This hurt their fucking feelings, Faust.
Mm-hmm.
Because I would love to know. Like, Edge says, I asked for this time to go
right.
out. Sure. Because Edge would even care to fucking address it. Because he's from another place, Faust, where you would go, why would he even say anything about this? Who cares? But he's got to go out there as he's fucking Adam. I'm
cope.
Out here just as...
Cope had to go out there to cope. That's Faust, what he had to do.
He said, I'm just out here as Adam. I go, what the fuck else are you now?
That confused me too. I'm like, haven't you been Adam since you came here?
And he said, and he goes, I don't have the title with me for one.
Right.
Remember this for later. Because magically that show up.
Hmm.
So he's out there, and he goes into.
I thought it was an angle because the mic kept fucking up.
I thought and after I was the like, second fuck go, up that it was
Aleister
an angle.
Aleister Black, like, fucking with his mic, with his, you know, black magic he does. He makes the lights go off. Now he's fucking with the mic.
It would make more sense. Because, yeah, and he's got to be Mr. Good Guy Smiley laughing, and what a great time we're having. But I realized something was weird. Before fucking Edge even got to this fucking ring, it was weird. Because Shivani was over the top with what a great time it is to be an AEW fan. And I'm like,
because it
what?
Was a cold open. We didn't have the, well, I mean, they don't like the fuse anymore, but we didn't have no song or anything like that. It was just cut to the arena and Shivani putting over the show.
So before Edge is in the ring, and this is what Tony says, my notes are laugh my ass off. He must have listened to Punk. And this is, and here we're going.
And then keep it continuing.
Holy shit. So Edge gets in there. He want to talk as Adam. He says a lot of negativity was said, you know, this week. And the crowd. Can you say the virtue, the pillar of virtue, whatever the fuck?
By who? Name him. Name say him. His name.
Say him. And the crowd, you could drop a fucking pin. They went fucking dead silent. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what the fuck? And he's like, what? Screw all that. And he goes, I loved all wrestling when I grew up. And he says, I watched WWE. And the crowd boo a little bit. Not
no,
crazy
no.
amount,
it's
though.
Not a time to boo.
Yeah, no, you could fucking watch.
Yeah.
And which is funny because it's like, yeah, there aren't head to head on anything, you know, so who gives a shit?
Yeah.
And he's like, I watched this, I watched that, I watched this. And then he also has to, he never fucking, I don't believe I heard it. No WCW in there. I never heard WCW.
Thing he mentioned.
Did
he? WWF, WCW.
Really?
Stampede.
I heard all the AWAs and all that bullshit. I don't remember him saying the other thing. Maybe it's me
maybe
who
he
didn't
said
hear
mid,
it.
Maybe he said Mid-South instead.
Which is
remember.
Give me a break. Who's watching any of that shit? Kids in Toronto.
I didn't get that in Canada.
Yeah, I can see him watching Stampede. He ain't watching any fucking AWAs and shit. And he's really going to... You know, let's just, can't we all just get along? It's very much can't, you know,
thank you, Rodney King.
Fucking please, can't we? And he loses me, though, at one point. Because at first I go, okay, there is no reason for people to go, fuck that side, I watch this side, that side. Who
nice
cares?
Little rah-rah, you know, rally the troops.
It is, rally the troops. And I'm fine with it because as much as we make fun, we're begging for it to be great. I'm begging for it to be fucking spectacular where I go, I can't wait to watch this because now we got WWE where it is very fucking good. Mm-hmm. And so you're like, ooh, I get to watch this and not want to kill myself. I haven't wanted to kill myself in a few weeks, Faust, which is a big accomplishment. But when this comes on, I go, I don't want to kill myself because I'm enjoying a car crash because the reporting on it is very fun. Then.
Right.
But I would love if they have great stories and this and that. But when you see shit that happens that we fucking make fun of and go with the fucking box from that's buried that doesn't have dirt on it, the littlest stupid shit like that.
Details.
Very. I mean, it's easy shit.
We haven't screamed about quality control in a long time, but that's what we always say. It's quality control.
So he goes in, and here's where I fucking lose it. He says, when I saw this roster over here, I knew this is where I needed my end to end my career. You motherfucker. Who do you fucking lie to? And then when Tony offered me $1 billion,
right.
I knew that this would be the place I needed to stay.
I knew when I was in WWE and I looked around the main event scene and saw there was no place for me in the upper card anymore.
100%, Faust. There was... He could have done other things, just not upper card shit. And he could have floated into it here and there. But he could have, it's like, he names all the people, which is very interesting that he says he's never had a match with those. Because when he's saying, like, Claudio and stuff, and I go, aren't these guys that were in the other place? But it was, like, when he wasn't really. So, you know, I'm like, okay. He says, Faust, in 32 years, this is the most fun I've ever had. You are the biggest fucking liar. Faust, unless they're walking in the back with the masks on going, we have robbed this fucking guy of all his money. I'm having fun because I got to wrestle one time a fucking week.
Yep.
You can't
have a feud with my best friend.
You cannot say this is the most fun when there is three people in the fucking place. You
and
can't.
We know he does when he shuns that side of the arena.
He does.
He's too embarrassed to look over there.
Yeah, and fake that he's fucking, you know. And he says he wants to thank Kenny, Cody, and Tony. He said the Bucks too, right?
Right. He sucks off Tony.
Yeah.
What a great boss.
Oh, when he goes, he has to go. And this isn't something to be made fun of when he mentions Tony. I said, this is unreal, this blowjob, Faust. You never had a blowjob this nice by Edge. People line up for Edge's blowjobs. What the fuck is he doing? Oh, my God. I could not believe the lathering of balls.
Yeah.
Holy shit. It was like startling, the fucking, where it was just that blatant because Punk said this is a fucking joke of a place. Oh, fuck. Let's all fucking run out and fuck. And it's like, oh, my God, you literally, because of he said something, holy shit.
And the funny thing is one of the things Punk said was, you know, instead of making money, this and that, you want to have good matches. And you're catering to a niche audience that is busy on the internet. The only people that would really know about this Punk interview and the things he said were the people that are busy on the internet.
Yeah.
So that's exactly what Adam
yeah.
is talking about.
It's his whole, all their fans. And
so
then
it's like, go out there and damage control.
So I'm wondering, like, and what's funny is they go, what would you say to Tony if you saw him to Punk? And he goes, hi, Tony. I mean, because
yeah.
I don't think he gives a fuck, but he know. But he didn't even say he called him a clown when it happened. He goes, you're a clown. I quit. No.
Did you hear any of Cody's?
I watched the whole
Era.
Thing with Cody. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Where he was more diplomatic.
Very. And, and he said.
He wouldn't say anything. He didn't say anything about
not a
he
soul.
Did, he did not directly answer the question when Errol asked him about Tony, about, you know, is it about being the boss?
But he said no.
Yeah.
He said no when he said, do you feel he's not the boss? He said, no, I think he is.
But he's just like, yeah, I'm not going to say anything. He's like, I'm still friends with Omega and the Bucks, so yeah.
Yeah. And the Bucks, we find out, are children later on in the show too, Faust. Big time. I couldn't fucking believe it. I couldn't believe it. We'll get there. But then he, like, intros Offspring almost to, like, and here's the fucking man,
fuck,
you know?
Punk, we got this guy.
And
which,
he comes
you know, for AEW, it's better off for them anyway.
Yeah.
It's not a bigger star, you know, worldwide or
it's,
in America,
it's their,
but this is their.
That's what they need. They need the fucking guy doing a wrestling match. All of a sudden, Edge has the belt on his shoulder.
Where did that come from?
I don't fucking know. That's where I was like, what the fuck? They had this at ringside, then waiting
somebody's
for him to
slide
hand
it in the ring. So, okay, so now he's Adam Copeland.
Now he's Cope again.
Edge?
I'm the Cope. Fucking, I'm Francis Ford Coppola out here now. Offspring versus Hobbs, Fausti.
Will versus Will.
Another make no sense fight because it's stable against each other. Fucking no sense. And you know what, Faust? I don't even like watch the match, this match. It's like, I don't care. I know where it's going in the first place, which I'm always bored with that. And that goes for WWE too. I'm like, all right, oh, I wonder who's going to win this fucking thing where it's a job. Or you go, whatever. I don't care then. You don't have vested interest. But eventually they're all going to jump him again, right? Because he will beat everybody in their fucking stable. Mm-hmm. Who's fucking next? That's
left.
All three. They're all done. They're done.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe
almost
they're going to be.
But wait, Sammy's already left.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Who knows where he is? He got suspended, right?
Yeah. He's in trouble for concussions. Like, how long is he fucking gone now? Because of that? What the fuck?
I don't know.
Because none of them do this. Well, then get one of the fucking.
Nah, I am Dante.
Get him out of there, too, because he continued to fucking match. But he didn't put him in a fucking finisher, I guess.
We'll really know when we see Sammy show up in New Japan.
Scapegoat 2. All right. they, of course, Hobbs wants to kill him afterwards, and Don has to go, no, no.
Yeah, because Don's lifting both of their hands, like, oh, what a great match. And Hobbs is like, fuck that.
I'm from Palo Alto, bitch.
Or East. Oakland. Wherever I'm from.
Wherever, I'm like The Rock. Wherever I am at, I'm from. All right. Brian.
It's not like Miami and Hawaii and Dallas and
everywhere Virginia in the fucking
Bay Area.
In the continental LA. USA. Fuck. Not even because it's Hawaii. Brian versus Archer. Man, I can't wait to watch a 5-star and a quarter-full arena, Faust. All right. Yay. How long has this been happening? Because I only noticed it for the first time yesterday. Brian starting to do the yes chant.
Yeah, I noticed that too. Before it was the crowd would do it, but the crowd he never did it.
He never put his
fingers. He wasn't the one like doing it.
No.
But yeah, I noticed he was like
encouraging it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, maybe he knows. Why would you stop it? Mm-hmm. Maybe he can't do it because that's a copyright. Meanwhile, I don't know how you copyright yes. But.
Yeah, and you can't stop the crowd from doing it. No. But if he's the one doing it.
Yeah, just do your fingers and they fucking do it.
When's the last time you saw Archer win a match?
Didn't he semi-fucking recently? Did he kill somebody?
Maybe. I don't know. Where's Jake?
No fucking shit. Yeah, time to time he'll be there to hang out. Otherwise, he's with Cheryl somewhere. Which is very bizarre that he's back with Cheryl. So odd.
Yeah.
Renee on stage with old Lionheart.
I still giggle that it's Lionheart.
I mean, he goes back and forth. The funny thing is he can't be Y2J. You know?
Maybe he's just trying to pass Brutus Beefcake with the most fucking different gimmicks.
But he's already been these. So what the fuck? Yeah, he's on stage. He comes out and then, but he comes out of the bad guy tunnel, Faust. Iggy?
I think so because some of the shit he was saying was very heelish.
Very Iggy'd.
Maybe the crowd started to turn on him.
She asks, how's this going to go with Hook? And what's funny is, like, I saw that this was coming on the show and it was like, Jericho calls out Hook. And I go, what do you mean?
Yeah, what do you mean?
You just said you would train him and he agreed to it. What is there? What's the problem?
Or whatever, or coach.
Yeah, I go,
manager, whatever.
So what's the problem? You guys agreed and that was the end of it. He says, there was something stuck in my head from last week that he said, and I wanted to clear things up. So play, give me the Hook signal.
Hook signal.
Hook comes out with his beanie. Jericho brings up, you know what you said? You said you'd be down, but you knew who I was. Jericho, though. You keep your eye. But I want you, it's fine, but just believe in me. Believes. And Hook.
When you play at a high level like me, you play by different rules. I'm not asking you to trust me, but believe in me as much as I believe in you.
Faust, his next entrance fucking music, you're going to hear, trust me, trust me, trust me. Steal that too, fuck it. Hook goes, I believe in you. I'm believing you so much. I got a match for us on Collision, but I'm going to keep my eye on you. I'm like, eh, fuck. And then he goes,
Jericho says,
bet.
Yeah, you're learning, kid.
Yeah.
Bet.
I'm like, oh, fuck.
It's weird how
I don't
sometimes
know
Hook just, you know, Hook looks like, all right, looks like a kind of cool guy. And then there's sometimes when he comes out like last night where I'm like, eh.
See, I'm a Hook. I enjoy a Hook, but yeah like I get what you mean. Now back, there's a promo with the black eye tie and Shane Taylor. And they go into, we're going to beat the shit out of this Lion Hook next week.
How did they know they were going to have a match? Faust. So, or did they know before
they
Jericho?
They knew before Jericho, I believe, because he said that's why I set up a match for us for next week. So I assume. But
so Hook says, I'm going to book a match with these guys I see wrestle on Rampage and Collision time to time that never, ever win a match. I'll book a match with them.
I want them to step up. Jay White, his entrance, and what's funny, Faust, is I enjoy that stupid music that they have now.
Yeah, I do too.
And I never know what it is when it fucking starts. I never know
I
who's
coming
out. I
think I do now. When I first heard it, I'm like, I think this is the gun new music, the Bullet Club.
I never fucking know. It reminds me of a guy playing a trumpet that doesn't know how to play a trumpet. So then Billy shows up in the shadows behind him, which is great.
That looked cool. Yeah.
And then clocks him, and Billy's twice the size of fucking Jay White. Oh, yeah.
It's just crazy how Billy's more upset about Knife breaking into his house more than Hangman ever was with Swerve.
He was fucking with his baby.
I know.
Oh, so after the power just went out for us over here, and then we had a redo, which was a quick power outage at least, because God forbid. It's snowing in sunny California over here, so all my shit goes down. So now they're fighting. They fight into the crowd right away. This Jay White.
Yeah,
this so-called Jay White Faust. They fight into the crowd, and I go, the cameraman got to fucking work magic so they don't show the other side of the arena.
Yeah, that's tough.
They're doing real close, tight shots, trying not to show the other side. Bowens and Caster end up dead on the Titantron in the back. Mm-hmm. And so, of course, you're waiting for shit now. So
and when they're fighting in the crowd, I'm like, is this... falls count anywhere? There's no DQ.
It's no rules, I think.
No, it's not, because eventually I'm wondering, and then Excalibur says, referee Aubrey Edwards, she's pleading for them to get in back in the ring. And I was like, well, why is she counting if no one's ever counted out? And then Excalibur says, well, you know, I don't think she wants this to end in a count out. Like, she's trying to cover for them.
Jesus. So, yeah, then I was wrong. I totally thought it was like no holds barred because they were just fighting everywhere.
Yeah.
Which makes sense then toward the end because Bowens and Cass are dead. Billy goes with two finishers. And, of course, he's going to do another one, which, you know, then you're in trouble.
Did you catch what he said?
No.
That it was censored?
Other than I thought he said suck it.
Suck my dick.
Oh, he did. He went suck my dick. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, fuck winning a match. And he's like, fuck this. I'm going to go get a chair.
Goes to get a chair. The boys show up. Boys?
Ass boys.
Yeah, no, the ass boys.
The boys. Hold on. Where are they?
Boys!
Those guys got fired, too.
Did they?
Yeah,
I couldn't tell some of the names that were on that list. Why would he? How the fuck? It's his whole gimmick.
Nah, I don't know.
Oh, my God. So now the whole fucking him yelling boys. It's him walking to the ring.
I know.
Holy shit.
He's probably like, what if I pay them per appearance?
Yeah, per appearance. That's it. I wonder if they're just going to get some other fucking people to be the boys then.
Oh,
double, double dip. Don't even make them a tag team.
Yeah.
Well, Faust, we
part of the boys will now be played by.
Well, Faust, he did know we want to try out to be a boy.
Oh,
remember
there's
that.
An opening.
Faust, we got to cut down those carbs.
Dude, I'm not limber.
Stay limber, baby chicken. Okay, they say, please don't kill Jay. And then you have a ball shot. So is this a DQ because of the ball shot?
Oh, we're back. What happened?
Uh-oh. Is this a DQ because of the ball shot? Hmm.
Oh.
I keep asking you, is this a DQ because of the ball shot?
Oh, yes.
Okay. So I didn't even catch
the feed's been cutting in.
I gotcha. I didn't even know this because I'm like, well, isn't this a no DQ? Like, I didn't fucking have a fucking clue, you know? And everybody, of course, the other guys come out.
They hit Billy with the chair.
Okay.
I think that's what it was.
I thought they hit him in the balls.
Maybe that's what it was.
Thought he held up the chair up and they balled
him. Okay. And then they hit him with the chair.
Willow interviewed on stage first. Here we go. Fuck. She goes, oh boy, the crowd was into her. How about that? Mm-hmm. You guys all made me, you know, every time I wondered what a crazy, quirky, chubby girl like me, I go, chubby, you're being nice. Chubby. Fucking, oh, would you guys like me? And they all, ah, we love you, you fucking pig. We fucking love you. Mm. See, she's...
like, what are you talking about? We have Naya on the other show.
She's not a sloppy fat. You know?
No.
She's a solid fucking Vader fat.
There you go.
Yeah, Vader wasn't like fucking jiggly at all. Vader was fucking like that was some solid fat. So she's like, oh, and Stokely starts to suck her off. He sucks her tits with, oh, I go, the guy didn't even want her. And they
I know, and all of a sudden, yeah.
Well, yeah, they just, never mind that story. They just said, fuck it, now you like her. Okay.
Yeah. And she was running down, you know, all the local indies, you know, getting the cheap pop. And she's like, you know, here in Worcester. And I'm like, wait a minute. Are they just in Boston? What?
Yes.
Did Sasha debut through? And now they're back, like, in the area? Like, just up the road? Not that far from Boston.
Yeah, that is interesting. And I'm like, whatever happened to Stokely wanting to fuck Statlander?
I don't know.
He said she was thicker than a Snicker, Foss.
Plans change.
And then Sasha comes out. Faust, how is she not a bad guy? She does everything to possibly be a bad guy at this fucking point. She's annoying beyond belief. Annoying.
When you come out and say your CEO is here, that's like saying your boss is here.
Yes.
You know, not like she's the boss, like, or a boss. Of the, it's like, no, your actual boss, like you're somebody you don't like.
A-O. it's that same where she told Austin on the fucking, I don't know, what do you think? Oh, I went a Sean Connery, Foss. It might merit it, Faust. It might merit it. See, I go the opposite way of Sammy.
I was gonna say you got the Sammy, and then you got the Connery.
Yeah, we'll keep that called the Connery. The Sammy and the Connery. Faust, you might have one follow the other, actually. I don't know.
That is true.
God, in
which order?
I don't know. It could be both. Really, it could be both. Oh, and she's like, oh, I can't wait for you to tear down the house. She this a lot, Faust. Fucking popping and the fucking weaving. And so she's like, oh, so because whoever does this is going to have to face the CEO afterwards. It kills her, I think, that she can't be the boss.
Yeah.
And that she can't have the good music. Because I'm sure she thinks her music's good with her rapping on it, which is horrific.
Woof. So she basically says, I'm going to get the winner in Vegas at Double or Nothing. I'm like, wow, rankings be damned. Why did we bring these rankings back? She can just walk in and get a title.
Not
shot.
One match, because that's how they do in AEW. You walk in, you get a title match. It's always. Mm-hmm. And then she has to bounce. She got to bounce.
I saw someone on Twitter say, she's as annoying as a stripper that's always asking you for extra tips.
Like me in Vegas, where they took these two skranks took a picture with me.
Buy me a drink.
Well, I got the tip me. What they said to me is, as I was getting the click of the picture done,
that'll be $10. No,
ten, Faust.
20 was it?
They said 20. We get 20 each, and they followed up with, and we'd like you to be nice to us. Fuck you. I'll send you to a dentist, first of all.
Go fuck yourself.
Faust, I fucking pulled out a 20 and I said, here's for both of you. Sorry. I was yelling to the Duchess, stop, delete the picture. We'll delete it. Fucking money. Fuck you. Yeah.
Money back.
Here you go. No harm, no foul. From all the women walking around in Vegas, Faust, I got the ones that were wearing nylons and hiding as much as humanly possible. Two of the ugliest women you've ever seen.
Damn.
I thought Wayne Newton was on one of these fucking outfits.
They had a facelift?
Look like a Chinese man walked next to me. Oh, fuck. All right. Bucks come out, Faust. And how about this? The buck that I told you is the asshole of the two. Mm-hmm. The one that I can't stand. Old fucking Matty boy. Matt, because I only can remember their names because Matt is like the other Matt because Hardy. They both That's have black hair. Only because of black hair. That's it. And Faust, do you see? He yells to the camera. I rewound it 12 fucking times because they talk over it. And I went, fuck it. And I go, I got to go to Twitter and find out. And then I found out and I rewound it again. And now I saw it. Do you realize? You don't know? Oh, do you remember? Did you see him come to the ring and he yelled to the camera and he yelled something? I love your work and gave a wink.
Yeah,
I knew it was going to be something. I knew because I go, he has to be a dickhead. Mm-hmm. So I knew he said, yo, scapegoat, love your work.
Oh,
that's what he said. I go, and I said, and you know what? Tony ain't going to say shit. Tony ain't gonna go, why you gotta fucking be doing shit? This is why we're in the fucking situation we are in the first place, you fuck.
Yep.
Nope. But yeah, and he gave a wink, and I'm like, yeah, with his chewing his gum, Faust, like a horse.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like,
he's a heel.
Oh, fuck. And he's an awful.
We didn't talk about earlier when the Bucks arrived and the bald ones wearing orange, and Excalibur asked Taz if he gave him permission. He goes, "Oh, of course, they're the boss." And here's Giovanni, you suck up. And then the best friends arrived, and since Sting is gone, we got it's Sue.
Yes, Sue-wee, he should yell. So now it's the Bucks versus the friends in the tournament here.
I did like that Trent. Remember how he used to have Bill Murray on one of his knee pads? Yes. Now he had orange on one of his knee pads.
He has an orange on it? Oh, it's orange his face. That's funny. Well, he bullseyed with that one. So, Douchebuck almost kicks Sue outside the ring. And he's, oh, I would never do that. I'm sorry. Give me a pound. And he reach out for you. And she goes to slap him, Faust. I think she touched his hair, maybe.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was it was... The only one, you know who's above this in horribleness is Linda taking Linda a stunner. Thank you, Faust. There you fucking go. She's the queen. She's the queen.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that was fucking...
Not even a paintbrush to the face. It was just like...
No, it's like she was like, oh, I don't want to hit you, though. Jesus Christ. So, slingshot in the ring from Trent.
To the turnbuckle.
Trent gets into the exposed turnbuckle. And he loses, so he's very distraught. And you saw a couple weeks ago he was distraught about something too, right?
Yeah, it's been a while. Yes. They were kind of teasing it.
Yeah,
something.
It was a long time ago. And they never, like, readdressed it or had him be upset ever since.
Mm-hmm.
And so now they said, you get the Muffin Top Jones in there. He fucking clapped. Oh, come on. All right. Yeah. We're brothers. We fucking fight for good. So let's
all go to our corners. And we lost corners. The match, but we're going to hug people what they want.
And I don't, maybe it could have been done a little different, Faust, because when the guy takes a running start from the turnbuckle.
What's he doing using Daniel Bryan's finisher?
Yeah. And I'm like, boy, there was no suspense there. And I kind of thought he was going to do something, like it looked like some, but a running start. Okay. Gotcha. And then it looked, I enjoyed that. It was like, old Muffin Top was like sad, almost like, what the fuck? Like, didn't go, you motherfucker, and attack her. Right. It was just like, fuck is wrong with you? It could have been a little more of a what the fuck is wrong with you, because now Orange is like, what the fuck? He hits me in the face. You fucking sit there and stare at him. But now it's Trent leaving, and even his mother's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
So that's that.
So did Sue drive him home still, I wonder?
She gave him orange slices and yogurt first before in the bank. And a juice box. Mariah May versus old Lightning Daffodil.
The main event.
Tony is on commentary. That's what I saw somebody write down. This was the main event. And I go, this is the main event. Mm-hmm. What the fuck?
The main event is Tony on commentary. Just the dumb shit she says. I am always entertained
great.
By.
Oh, great.
Mr. Siobhan, I'm sorry about the loss of your dog, but now you get to watch Thunder Rosa.
Jesus Christ.
And then she says, Mariah reminds me
of
Tony Storm. And Thunder Rosa reminds me of an older Thunder Rosa.
I fucking pissed.
Did you see Taz? You can see Taz in the background. He's like,
oh, really?
His face started laughing.
Thunder Rosa reminds me of an older Thunder Rosa.
And then she says, I'm not wearing any undergarments, so please, no lower shots from the truck.
And you need this chair to be reupholstered, and I'm not paying for it. This is unbelievable how good she is in this. I mean, Jesus Christ. It's frighteningly fucking good. Of course, Rose is going to win this one because this is going to be the fucking title match that they're going to have. And Antonia, what do you say about this? Yelling at her.
Sitting there like she's stunned.
And what I laugh about too is that Thunder Rosa goes, fuck Dynasty, let's go now.
Yeah.
And if Tony's dressed, you go, okay. Mm-hmm. You just wore you the fuck out of yourself. I'll fight you and beat you right now because you're a moron.
But then we got the graphic that comes up that, you know, it's official. We're gonna get this match of Dynasty.
It's all it takes. The hype man who has not been fired, but the assistant has been.
Mm-hmm. So he talks, but then Penta cuts a promo in English. You know, he wants to challenge Edge for the TNT title. I said, man, Alex better hope Penta stops learning English. Or he's going to be out of a job like the Jose the assistant.
Fucking Suit messaged me. He goes, hey, Penta. Penta cut a promo just fine. Get rid of this fucking guy. I was like, hey, man, don't you ever disparage the good name of the hype man. He needs to go. Let's go, everyone. Fucking. He get down into a Spider-Man stance. He's all into it. I love it.
So what's he going to do? We got a tune-up match. We got Penta versus Commander. Is he going to come out with both guys?
Well, didn't Stokely would do that, right? Stokely ran from one side to the other. So yeah, Miss Elizabeth. What's funny is, though, did you notice that when they asked, well, when Penta said, next week I want a match with Edge, and then they show a box of Edge, and Edge talked.
Oh, yeah? What'd
he say? Edge goes, no problem, as long as there's no CMLL guys on the show. No problem. Faust, do you notice they're fucking gone? They're gone.
No, I think they finished it last week, and the BBC was down in Mexico at their pay-per-view, and they had their big match. Not a peep on AEW television about what happened.
My God. So is this supposed to be like, that's finished? This was a story?
I think. I don't know.
Story? Fuck. Oh, my God. These fucking... Oh, fuck. What a waste of fucking money. What an absolute... Let me just throw money out the window, Tony. Like a fucking dip.
I'd rather watch Zack Ryder come in and do a one-off instead of seeing fucking...
Yeah, because you know who the fuck it is.
Yeah. Let me see. I'd say let me see Brian Myers out there next time, but I think he's... I don't know if TNA will let him show up.
Mm. Yeah, they don't like them, right? I think TNA's got an issue. They're with the other one.
They had a working relationship when Omega was going over there, but now something happened.
So now we get a contract signing, Faust, and I go, oh, 5 minutes left. In this show, because they want to get that extra 5 minutes into the other
overrun
to get the fucking credit. So Joe and Swerve, and Joe says, I'm going to beat you down and leave you mentally scarred like you left P. Diddy's party too late. Faust.
Hold on. I'm too late to the fucking, where is it? God damn it.
Oh, rim shot.
Hey-o. Faust, they need to hire Abe Washington as far as I'm concerned.
I forgot about that guy.
Call back to fucking.
It was a Kobe comment,
yes,
right? What
it was saying? In Colorado about raping and shit. Yeah, I'm as popular as Kobe Bryant in Colorado. It's not, he fucking something crazy. Like, Jesus Christ.
They fired him.
Yeah, out the door.
Abe Washington. What a name.
Abe Washington. Almost as bad as Mark Washington. So
Mark.
Now they say, here's my thought. Oh, so Hangman will show up during this to fuck him, right?
Yeah.
What probably. A shitty way to end the pay-per-view if that's the case.
I know.
Because he's screaming about he'll never fucking be champ, he'll never be champ. So I assume he has to fuck him.
Mm. Not literally, but yeah.
Well, maybe. Mm. He got hung and he's hanging. I don't know.
Oh.
He's hung.
Swerve wearing Undertaker's early 90s eyeshadow, I noticed too. They got the purple under the eyes.
Swerve says, run the fade on that, bitch. And then they fight because what's funny, Swerve puts the chain around Joe's neck. That doesn't even like
Joe just doesn't sell it.
He's like, motherfucker, and he yanks it off of him and he beats like, the shit out neck? Of Swerve. He beats the shit out of Swerve. And did you see the transfer of the blade from Nana? Yes.
I rewound it. At first I thought Swerve and then handed it to Nana, but it was the other way. Yeah. Nana handed it to Swerve and then
I'm like, oh, there's the gig, so you know it's coming. And Faust, not a racist thing to be said. It is not the same when a dark person gets cut. It's hard to see. Like, he had the most fucking blood word when Hangman was drinking it. I don't feel it even had the effect because you couldn't see it, really. It was too fucking dark. So I'm like, all right, well, you're bleeding. In the right light, it's okay. You can see it.
Joe punched the shit out of him with the chain, too.
Yeah, he was bashing with the chain. And so I see this like a pink Cadillac coming down Fifth when Joe leaves. And Swerve is standing and he's laughing. He laughs like a good maniacal maniac too, which is pretty good. And
he's like, I love this shit.
Yeah, and he has blood all down his face. And Joe gets up there to beat the shit out of him some fucking more and kills him and leaves him. And I see that he's going to sign it in blood. You saw it a mile away, right? And so he dips the pen all in. Then, like, of course, it doesn't work, right? Never does.
Yeah, it's
smears blood on the fucking thing. And when Joe runs in the ring, Faust, I've never seen in my life somebody get kicked in the balls while they're kneeling.
Yeah, because Swerve had his arms out like, yeah, hit me. Yeah. And Joe's like, fuck this. I'll just kick you in the dick.
Yeah, he's like, and he really had to kick him in the dick because he couldn't reach balls by doing that. Yeah. And that's how your...
Well, then he picked him up and did a uranagi through the table. And Joe was like, fuck this. He was pissed.
So, and that's how this ends, ladies and gentlemen.
Nice piece of business.
What do you think about that?
Yeah, that was good. Dynamite's always the show to watch if you're going to watch any AEW show. The other ones are fucking painful.
Mm-hmm.
They are. They're painful. These aren't fucking painful. They're
I was thinking about that. If we weren't doing this podcast, I don't think I'd watch Rampage at all. Or maybe it'd be like, just skim through it.
I don't know. Why would you at all? Like,
I don't know.
The only reason we even do is because there's jokes to be made. I used to skim through
TNA back in the day just because I was like, I want to kind of keep up with the storylines.
I don't think there would be anything. You know what? The only thing we would have needed to see, if even if you want to say that, is the fucking love storyline with Ruby.
Yeah.
But did they show anybody? Yeah, we're invested now. But did they show that on, like, if there's anything that's needed to be seen,
Rampage.
They would then, you would think, show the highlight on the other show. Mm-hmm. And I don't think they ever show the highlight on the other show, them at all. So.
No, they're not getting a match at Dynasty or anything. Maybe the pre-show. Maybe that's where they finally get we get a Ange and
old Zodiac.
Zodiac.
Zach. Zodi Zach. All right, kids. That is it. Remember, go check out at Lingus Mafia and our patreon.com/Lingus Mafia if you want to get the 32 days of Lingus and all those different shows. And the pay-per-view, WrestleMania, this weekend, kids, we will have the reviews up. Yeah, that's what's going on. I knew I would remind you. Eventually, it would pop in my head what was going on this weekend. I had to think about it.
It's a happening.
It is going to be a happening, and this show was a happening. And now, how do you know that? Usually, when you finish listening, you go, oh, my God, what did I just hear? I think I heard the greatest wrestling podcast I've ever heard.
Well, let's not put our foot through a Van Gogh, people. That was great.